Don, how have the guys adapted to being in Wales and how are the bodies feeling on the fourth week of tour?
No, I would say it was an easy flight, yeah. Charter straight in. So, yeah, I think the guys adapted there. They like the hotel we were staying and they are basically great recovery facilities here. So, yeah, very cold, yeah, but I mean, it's winter.
The Boks are the favourites going into this game with 11 out of 14 wins. Wales have only won 8 out of 10 this year. Does that count for anything for you guys? And especially given the fact that the last time Wales won against the Boks in Cardiff was 2018.
I don't think it's a good thing to have a favorite attack. I never think there's a. It's not helping a team, but I think if you're going into it and think too much about yourself, you must have respect for the other team as well where you're playing, and you must obviously do your best in preparation to face them on Saturday. But I don't think this thing is attack. I don't think we must attack it to ourselves even.
The game falls obviously outside the international window, both teams having lost a couple of players to their clubs. How much of an influence do you have, does that have on this game, and how much do you think it will impact on both teams?
Definitely. I mean, for us, it's not a new thing because week in, week out, we're playing basically with a different team almost every time. We make a lot of changes. So for us, I think it's we used to it. And obviously, it's always a loss if you lose quality players who's not available. I can imagine for them it might be the same, especially for them players that they might lose playing in the Premiership, or I'm not sure if all the URC players will be available. So yeah, we are actually unsure about them yet. All that we know about ourselves is that yes, we're missing a couple of players. But I mean, it's another opportunity for some of the new guys. And it's not new guys, it's guys that had the opportunity last weekend and the previous one basically is Italy, which I'm not suggesting the team will look like that, but yeah.
The scrums were a big weapon against Ireland. Are you hoping for the same this weekend?
Yeah, what can I say? My father always tells me, don't tell me what you're going to do, tell me what you have done. So, yeah, I'll basically keep it to that simple.
What do you think? What do you make of the Wales pack, and how much of the three will they pose?
Man, they got some quality players there, especially their front row, starting front row. I mean, in their captain, they got really a very, very competitive player, and I think he's very vital for them as well. So they got a couple of good players with a lot of experience as well. I think a guy like Talefau might be in the mix. Is that how you pronounce his surname? I'm not sure, but anyway. So now, yeah, they got some quality players in there in their team, like us. It's basically the same.
And then how special would it be to win all the games on tour for the second year in a row on the end of the year tour?
Yeah, we got certain goals in the beginning of the year that we have set to ourselves, but we don't look further than the next game and the next game and the next game. I don't want to say unfortunately, but fortunately, well, there is only one game left, so we're looking really into that, and that'll be great. That'll be a great achievement if we can get that right. But I don't think we're thinking the whole time about the records or, unbeaten on tour. We just think about the next year.